Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day. Kyle High in studio with you. And also joining me in studio is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning.
I wish I could talk.
It's okay.
it's not like I'm asleep or anything. So a few things going on in Coffeeville. I mean, I'm looking at your list over there.
Yeah.
First of all, let's start with the virtual CNN as it looks like you have quite a bit of stuff over there for the virtual CNN.
Oh, yeah. A few good announcements. So, well, more and more places opening up. So that's always the good news. I mean, even when things were allowed to be open, there were some places that still had to get things in order and make sure that they really were being safe. So ABC Coffeeville Christian Preschool is opening up June 1st. And so they are accepting applications for children. You have to be ages 2 to 5. And I think they're going to start, it says they start June 1st, but then they're going to start in August. So I don't know if they're just maybe taking applications now to get ready for August, but they are getting up and gearing again. So if you need childcare, make sure to give them a call. Now, Chris Crane from the Dalton Defenders and Coffeeville History Museum, they will be open June 2nd. And the next couple Fridays, they're open as well. But then mainly in June, they're going to open up Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. After a couple weeks, they'll open up to a full schedule. So right now, it's just kind of 11 to 2 to kind of get things going. But if you're needing to get out, just want to go in, check out the museum, great time to do it. So Chris Adams from Coffeeville Regional Medical Center. So CRMC has moved into phase 2. Please note, though, that they are encouraging everyone to bring their own masks when you enter. You still have to have a mask on, but they are limited on supplies, so bring your own. However, if a patient is treated and doesn't have one, then they will provide a mask. The walking track is open, too, but again, you have to provide your own mask if you want to go down on the walking track. So, Pat McCory from First United Methodist Church. Until phase 3, they will continue worshiping on Sundays via Facebook live stream. And then for those of you that know, Pastor Nicole Schwartz-Eck, she will be moving. She's been appointed to Pratt United Methodist beginning on July 31st. Leanne Stein from the Coffeeville Library. They've been working on that curbside. Kind of, it's just something we never thought we'd have to do, you know, pick up your library books on curbside. But it has been very popular, and people are definitely excited about getting back to being accessing books and videos and everything else. So curbside times are Monday through Thursday from 1 to 6 p.m., and then Friday 1 to 5 p.m. Even after things open back up right now, they want to make sure that everybody places all return items in the outside book drop. So no matter what, they're just kind of reducing the amount of traffic even when they do open up. So thank you for your continued patience and cooperation on that. And of course, summertime reading is starting because summertime is almost here and I just can't wait. So they'll start soon, both with a physical and a digital sign up for the summer reading program. So you can check it out, their Facebook page or their webpage for more information, or just call the library. Another place I'm excited has been opening back up. It has been the Coffeeville Recreation Center. All those kids have needed something to do the last few months, and so exciting that they're going to be able to get out and be able to play some sports again. So right now, they are taking baseball and softball signups at the office or online. The deadline is May 29th, so there's only a few days of that left. No signups will take in after that, they said, absolutely none. So hurry as much as you can, get in there and get that going. Right now, they're not taking any new out-of-district participants for baseball or softball this year. So if you're out of district, but have you been in the league the last 2 years, you're still okay and you're good to sign up. So moving forward on that, excited. Billy Sally from Bandits and Bling, they are open back up Monday through Saturdays, 10 to 5. They have over 75 booths ready to shop, and they've really missed everybody. And Miss Cakes is also open back up, and she's doing dine-in, delivery, curbside, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 2. And then, of course, they have shopping in the store as well, so give them a call. You already kind of mentioned this at the top of the hour, but Janie DeVore-Gillis from the Community Foundation, very excited about how that give-back program has been going. Again, 522 gift cards. That's a lot of gift cards, and that's amazing. 22,580 is how much they did in gift cards. And, of course, then they matched that. So total community impact has been 45,000.
Wow.
Thank you, community, for supporting our local businesses, number one, and then our community people that are in need. So that's exciting. Which kind of leads me into some exciting news that I have as well. We are getting ready to start a program as well to help with some shopping local with our businesses and supporting them. And it's called Bounce Back Coffeeville. And big shout out to our sponsor, Equity Bank, who's helped us make this possible as well. Basically, for every $50 transaction that you spend at a store, you receive $10 back in what we call bounce back bucks. Very similar to the chamber bucks, if you've ever used those. They're kind of like a gift card. So when you get those, you can literally go to over 20, I don't remember, it's 20, 25 stores and use those. So you don't have to go right back to the same store you purchased. But basically, you just take your receipt, bring it to the chamber, we give you your bounce back bucks. And we will have a list. We are publishing tomorrow morning that'll have all the participating retailers, because it's not everybody in town. We focused on, of course, chamber members and then really those small businesses, the retailers that were impacted the most during all the shutdown. But again, Coffeeville Bounce Back, we're excited about that. Gives you an opportunity to get money back in your pocket. And again, it's really the goal is to help those small businesses. And that's why it's at 50. We've had a lot of questions about that already. Wait, $50 at one store? And I was like, yeah, just trying to get you to spend a little bit more than you maybe normally to help that business. And that includes those gift cards. So you can go and buy one of those Coffeeville Together gift cards and that'll count towards your purchase. So
there we go.
That's kind of exciting. Yeah. Again, look for that on Thursday on the full list of participating places. Couple of other things. So we do have, for those businesses that are still needing some supplies, the chamber has hand sanitizer in bulk and also some disinfectant spray. So if you're still needing some of that to keep things clean and going on your business, give us a call. And then also we started up some training opportunities for our businesses, some webinars. We did a webinar just last week. And it was on safety and security for those working from home, because you think you're okay, but you're really prone to hackers right now. There's so much phishing scams going on and you name it. In fact, last week we had people calling our businesses saying they were Candy Westbrook from the chamber. Yes. Telling them that they needed to pay, you know, they had an invoice overdue, and they called me and I'm like, no, I didn't call you. That's no.
Yeah.
So they're in full force right now, all the different scams. So just be careful. Never give out personal information. Never do payments unless you absolutely know who that person is. So if you do have a topic, though, or training or something that you need for your business, make sure to give us a call. We're really trying to make sure we get that continued going and offering those free resources for our businesses. Of course, we heard the announcement last night that the governor has now kind of given that control back up to the county. I will say right now we're predicting that not a lot of changes will happen at our local level. I have been talking with the county, and for the most part, they will continue using those same guidelines that the state issued earlier this year, this month. So won't be a lot of changes, but there might be a few little tweaks here and there. Some things that maybe will be allowed to open back up a little bit more fully and less restrictions. We should have, hopefully, knock on wood, by the end of the day, an announcement from the county. They're waiting to meet and finalize those details. So we will share that. You guys will get it, I'm sure, on the news, and we'll have it on our Facebook page. But again, one thing I just always have to emphasize is that even if a business is eligible to open back up, some of them aren't quite ready. They still have to get some things in place to make sure that they have a safe environment. And if there's restrictions on the number of people that can come into their business, sometimes it's more cost prohibitive to actually open up. I mean, you've got all that overhead and you got to pay your people. And if you can only have a fourth of the people in your store, it makes it hard. So be patient with those businesses as they open back up and just maintain that social distancing for a while. So last couple things is just event related. It's been kind of quiet on the event storefront, as you know, with everything going on. And I miss my community calendar that I did every month and, you know, all the events. I'm like, I like to get out and see people. You know, we will continue to see very limited events, even when things are fully opened back up. And the reason why is it's not just about exposure to the COVID. It's also there's financial considerations. So, for example, we heard this week that the fair had to cancel the fair and rodeo this year. Not all the events. They are going to have the 4-H livestock show.
Right. It's just the grandstand events.
Yes. All the big crowd events, the rides, the carousels, food, things like that. And, you know, a lot of opinions out there about it, as you probably have seen. But let me just tell you, it really comes down to a lot of considerations. But one of the major ones was financial. You know, when your sponsors are in a tighter spot because of budgets this year, they can't give forth. You have some people that even if it is safe, they're still a little fearful and they're going to stay home. So your ticket sales might be down. So it's one of those things where they don't want to lose out on their money and not be able to do it in future years. So it just made the decision that for this year, it'd be easier and better if they went ahead and canceled. So again, more information will be coming over the next few weeks on the livestock. And I think the goal is some of those grandstand events, like especially the popular demo derby that everybody goes to and it's packed to the gills, they're hoping to do that in the fall. So it'll be a standalone event one night, you know, so it'll be a little bit different, but that's the goal. I've actually got an event that we've been trying to hash out back and forth. Do we do it? Do we not do it? Right now, tentatively, our Brew Fest in October is still on. Again, I will keep an eye on how things are going over the next month or two and make that final decision, but we're hoping by October it'll be good to go ahead and have an event. This one's outside, not massive crowds, so it's a little easier to kind of navigate and feel a little bit more comfortable with that. But
I remember last year's Brewfest, so
it was awesome.
So
I loved it. So hopefully, knock on wood, we're hoping to do that. And just to help the breweries out as well, because I mean, a lot of them had to shut down, have had some, especially if they were serving stuff in certain in bars and restaurants and stuff. So anyway, we'll keep you posted on those events and how those are going, but everything else seems to kind of be moving forward and I'm excited about it.
So I know that, you know, you were talking earlier about Laura Kelly basically giving control back to the counties, and that will probably stay the same, but the good thing about it is even though it's not, you know, locked in stone now, that plan is still out there to use as guidance still.
Correct. Laura Kelly is still wants, you know, them to use caution and to kind of use that guideline as just your parameters.
Yeah, don't throw caution to the wind.
No,
you know?
No. And I don't think most counties are just going to go, okay, whatever, we're opening everything wide open.
Right.
In fact, I think some counties might even be more restrictive that are in those target zones that have, you know, a high rate. We are very lucky that we do not have a high rate.
Yeah,
in
we have
our
like
county.
19 here or so in Montgomery County.
Most
so.
Of them have recovered. We've been very lucky and blessed that we don't have a lot of rates. So I think in our region, we'll be able to open up a little bit more. However, as you saw this weekend on the Lake of the Ozarks, I don't think the concern is really about our county and our people. It's people traveling and bringing it back to our county.
Right, right.
That's still the concern that many have a little bit of worry about. But overall, I think that most of our businesses are doing a good job keeping things safe and controlled for opening up.
So. Yeah, I agreed with Brandon on that. It's like you see that video from the Lake Ozarks, you're like, ugh. It's like, why? So we'll see how that works out. But Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. I know things are just, it seems like they change by the minute right now. So
always.
I appreciate you coming in today, and we'll see you again next week.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day.